Translation in his other wife, Maharaj Priyavrati got three sons named Uttama, Tamasa, and Raivata. All of them later took charge of Manvantara millenniums. Purport in every day of Brahma, there are 40 Manvantaras, the duration of one Manvantara, the lifespan of one Manu is 71 yugas, and each yuga is 4,320,000 years. Almost all the Manus selected to rule, the Manvantaras came from the family of Maharaj Priyavrata. Three of them are particularly mentioned here in the name of Uttama, Tamasa, and Raivata. Translation. After Kavi, Mahavir, and Savana were completely trained in Paramahamsa's stage of life, Maharaj Priyavrata ruled the universe for 11 arbutas of years. Whenever he was determined to fix his arrow upon his bowstring with his two powerful arms, all opponents of the regular principles of religious life could flee from his presence in fear of the unparalleled prowess he displayed in ruling the universe. He greatly loved his wife, Bhagishmati, with the increase of days. Their exchange of nuptial love also increased. By her feminine behavior, as she dressed herself, walked, got up, smiled, left, and glanced about, Queen Bhagishmati increased his energy. Thus, although he was a great soul, he appeared lost in the feminine conduct of his wife. Behaved with her just as an ordinary man, but actually was a great soul. Her part in this verse, the word Dharma Pratipaksha, refers not to a particular faith, but to Varnashram Dharma, the division of society socially and spiritually into four Varnas, Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and four Ashramas, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. To maintain proper social order and help the citizen gradually progress towards the goal of life and any spiritual understanding, the principles of Varnashram Dharma must be accepted. From this verse, Maharaj Priyavrata appears to have been so strict in maintaining this institution of Varnashram Dharma that anyone neglecting it would immediately flee from his presence as soon as the king warned him by fighting or administering light punishment. Indeed, Maharaj Priyavrata would not have to fight first simply because of a strong determination to dare not disobey the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma. It is said that unless human society is regulated by Varnashram Dharma, it is no better than a bestial society of cats and dogs. Maharaj Priyavrata therefore strictly maintained Varnashram Dharma by his extraordinary, unparalleled prowess. To maintain such a life of strict vigilance, one needs encouragement from his wife. In the Varnashram Dharma system, certain classes such as the Brahmanas, Sannyasis, do not need encouragement from the opposite sex. Kshatriyas and Grihasthas, however, actually need the encouragement of their wives in order to execute their duties. Indeed, a Grihastha or Kshatriya cannot properly execute his responsibilities without the association of his wife. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally admitted that a Grihastha must live with a wife. Kshatriyas were even allowed to have many wives to encourage them in discharging the duties of government. Association of a good wife is necessary in the life of karma and political affairs. To execute his duties properly, therefore, Maharaj Priyavrata took advantage of his good wife Varasmati, who was always very expert in pleasing her great husband by properly dressing herself, smiling and exhibiting her feminine bodily features. Queen Varasmati always kept Maharaj Priyavrata very encouraged, and thus he executed his governmental duties very properly. In this verse, Eva has twice been used to indicate that Maharaj Priyavrata acted exactly like a henpecked husband, and thereby seemed to have lost the sense of human responsibility. Actually, however, he was fully conscious of his position as a spirit soul, although he seemingly behaved like an acquiescent karmic husband. Maharaj Priyavrata thus ruled the universe for 11 arbutas of years, when arbuta consists of 100 million years. And Maharaj Priyavrata ruled for 11 such arbutas. One hundred million years. Translation is other wife Maharaj Priyavrata. We got three sons, namely Uttamana, Thomas, and Rai, but all of them later took charge of Manvantara millennium. After Kavi Maharaj and Samana were completely trained in Paramahamsa stage of life, Maharaj Priyavrata ruled the universe for 11 arbutas of years. Whenever he was determined to fix his arrow upon his bowstring with his two powerful arms, all opponents of the regulated principles of religious life would flee. From his presence, in fear, the unparalleled prowess he displayed in ruling the universe. He greatly loved his wife Varasmati, and with the increase of days, their exchange of nuptial love also increased. By her feminine behavior, as she dressed herself, walked, got up, smiled, laughed, and glanced about, Queen Varasmati increased his energy. Thus, although he was a great soul, he appeared lost in the feminine conduct of his wife. He behaved with her just as an ordinary man, but actually was a great soul. So this chapter describes the activities of Priyavrata. We've seen that from the third canto onwards, there's been a discussion of Swayambhuva Manu, and within his reign, then there was persons like Uttapada, who gave birth to Dhruva, and here we have Priyavrata, who starts a line of descendants who become the Manus, doing different Manvantaras. And in this way, the Manus and their descendants are supposed to maintain the order of Bhumandala. And how do they do that? Dharma. They institute Dharma, which is equivalent to Varnashram system. Of course, we know that the Varnas do not fully operate in all yugas. In Satya Yuga, most people are all Brahminical anyway, so the system doesn't really operate in the same way. And in Kali Yuga, the whole system gets destroyed. So, therefore, we don't find the same institution always prevalent. In fact, it's described that in this particular Kali Yuga, in Vaibhasvata Manvantara period, 28th cycle, after Krishna disappeared, then the particular kings are described, but the kings ultimately were not bona fide because they were not descendants of Manu, Vaibhasvata Manu. They assassinated somebody and became the kings. So in Kali Yuga, the real kings disappear. It's also the last remaining descendants are hiding up in the Himalayas, and then when Satya Yuga starts, then they will become the kings. so an attempt to make a Varnashram system doesn't really work in Kali Yuga because there's no king, proper king, who's descended from Manu. And the ones that are there are hiding in the Himalayas until Satya Yuga. So it's very difficult to implement Dharma in the rest of Kali Yuga. However, Kali Yuga is only one period out of four, and the shortest. So 71 times we see the institution must be established and re-established again. So Manu and his descendants are supposed to do this. So in this particular chapter, Priyavrata and his descendants are described. So Priyavrata was descended from Swayambhuva Manu. This is the first Manvantara reign in the day of Brahma. And later on the other descendants are described. So the purpose, as I said, is to maintain Dharma and Varnashram. However, we also know from Lord Chaitanya that he wasn't much interested in Varnashram. In fact, he rejected it when the Madhvas approached him in Udupi and had a discussion. The question came up, what is the essence of Shastra? And the head of the Madhva said, Varnashram Dharma. And Lord Chaitanya said, no. And similarly, Ramananda Roy presented things. He started out by saying Varnashram, and Lord Chaitanya said no. So, at the same time, we see Lord Chaitanya followed Varnashram system because he took sannyas, which is part of the Varnashram system. He was a Brahmana, and then he took sannyas. So, how do we resolve this rather strange contradiction of Lord Chaitanya participating in Varnashram and at the same time rejecting it? And at the same time, we see in the Bhagavad in many places like this in which Varnashram is encouraged because the Manus basically institute Varnashram Dharma. And yet at the same time, Lord Chaitanya rejected it. So, in these cases, we have to actually resolve the contradiction by looking at the conclusion of Lord Chaitanya and of scriptures. Now, of course, Lord Chaitanya is giving the conclusion because he is preaching in Kali Yuga and he's simplifying everything. However, the Bhagavatam is the conclusion of all scriptures, so this should give the actual solution to everything. We do, of course, have Dharma Shastras, like the Madhu Smriti, etc., which present Varnashram. And, of course, we have Karma Kanda, which is related to that in the Vedas. And then we have Jnana, Jnana Shastras represented by Upanishads and such things. And, of course, Yoga Sutras and other things representing Yoga. And then we have other scriptures presenting Bhakti. So the Bhagavatam ultimately, though it presents all of these, because they are recognized forms within the history of the universe, and encouraged in different periods. At the same time, the clear indication of Bhagavatam is that bhakti is the process we should practice. And in fact, that is made very clear when Narada Muni rejects the position of Veda Vyasa and writing the different Puranas and encouraging people to worship devatas and participate in the gunas and Varnashram and according to your guna do different types of worship. And he wrote 18 Puranas for that purpose. So Narada Muni rejected that and said, this is confusing for the people of Kali Yuga. Encouraging them in different gunas, which is basically what Varnashram does, is not going to work. Because the people will get stuck there. The purpose of Varnashram is to elevate people through the gunas. From Tamagun to Sattvagun, and then from Sattvagun beyond the gunas. But unfortunately, by encouraging people, different types of people, to different things, they will never advance because they were too lazy and unintelligent and short-lived. So they will get stuck in one guna and not get out of the guna. Yeah? So therefore I said, you do not present this in Kali Yuga at all for the people. Rather, you present one process, bhakti, the one goal, Krishna and prema. So that is actually the goal of Bhagavatam. the first question asked by the sages in Anisaranya was, what is the highest goal or the best benefit of humanity? What is that? What is the highest thing? And the answer is prema. Not varna, not ashram, not mukti, not yoga cities or anything else. Huh? And the second question they ask is, what is the essence of shastra? What is the action recommended in shastra to attain the goal? And the answer is bhakti. Nothing else. Therefore, the real essence of Bhagavatam, in spite of the fact that it presents dharma and karma, etc., it presents jnana, in the third canto and in the 11th canto, and it presents Sangha Yoga also in third canto, 11th canto, second canto, etc. Ultimately, these things are to be discarded, and only bhakti is to be practiced. So, as I said, just as in Bhagavad Gita, these things are presented because they are part of shastra. At the same time, we have to understand these are not recommended as our main sadhana. Sadhana must be bhakti. Now we can mix, of course. We can mix sadhanas and say, okay, we can do bhakti with varnashram dharma, bhakti with jnana or yoga, whatever. Yes, we can. But at the same time, even mixed sadhana is not encouraged. And that is made very clear, of course, in the Nectar Devotional. Rupa Goswami defines bhakti as devoid of karma, jnana, etc. Therefore, ultimately, Bhagavatam is recommending the process of pure bhakti as the process in Kali Yuga. So here we have Priyavrata instituting Varnashram and all that, Dharma, for the people of particular ages. So yes, these things are practiced by people in different ages, and suitable when there are proper kings. And generation after generation, the people exist in a stable society, and gradually the jiva can advance through the varnas until they become brahminical. Then they can take to jnana, understand they're not the body, they're the soul, and then hopefully they will take to bhakti. But that's a very slow system. So this is the gradual system of progress. Bhagavata makes it clear that you don't have to do that. Because even the chandala can take to the process of bhakti and surpass the whole varnashram system. And simply by chanting the name of the Lord, he is surpassed through all the activities of a brahmana. So therefore, even without going through this whole system of karma, jnana, yoga, and bhakti, one can practice bhakti alone. In spite of whatever guna one is in, whatever karma is affecting one. So this is the conclusion of Bhagavatam ultimately. Bhakti does not depend on anything else. And even if nothing else is there, we can do bhakti. If everything else is there, fine, we could do it as Lord Chaitanya did it. But ultimately, these are all secondary things, and one has no attachment to them. Rather, one concentrates on bhakti. So that is the ultimate conclusion. So why we have Manus instituting Dharma and Bhakti is the process. So people who are not qualified for Bhakti, let them do the system. Unfortunately, it doesn't exist in Kali Yuga. Therefore, that is why Bhakti solely is recommended in Kali Yuga, because there's no Varnashram system left, because there's no kings qualified to institute it. We don't have the king to qualified king to institute the system, and it can't really be practiced properly. And to practice the system, it has to be done steadily over many, 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 many generations in order to have a good effect. So therefore, it's very, very difficult. What do we do in Kali Yuga then? Kali Yuga, of course, is an ocean of faults. But in the ocean of faults, we have the process of bhakti, and we have the process of nam sankirtan. So in spite of all the faults that are there, and all the disturbances in society, even that exists, still, the process of nam sankirtan and bhakti surpasses all of that. So one doesn't have to consider that and make all of our effort to do something other than bhakti. So our main effort is always on the process of devotional service rather than anything else. So we see that the great kings like Priyavrata, yeah, they were engaged in dharma, but they actually do this as a duty. They are almost, we can say, like Shaktivesh avatars. They're not because they have material bodies, but like devatas, they're empowered by the Lord. So therefore they have a particular power to institute the system of varnashram dharma over the ages. That's what Manu and your descendants do. Just as devatas are given the power to rule over certain things in the Svargaloka. So in Bhumandala, the Manu and his descendants, the line of kings, are empowered to institute the system of varnashram dharma for all the people. So this is a duty they're given by the Supreme Lord. At the same time, it doesn't mean they're karmis exactly, because they're also devotees of the Lord. And we'll see that Dhruva was the king, a very, very great devotee of the Lord. And here we see Priyavrata also was a great devotee of the Lord. So it is mentioned here that it looked as if he was enamored by his wife in his grihastha ashram as a kshatriya, and he was somehow absorbed in that pleasures of grihastha life as a king. But that was only an appearance, because we see ultimately he gave that all up and he took vanaprastha and went to the forest, and he did not have any difficulty of doing so. Therefore, we cannot criticize Priyavrata for doing this. And we also see earlier in his life, he actually didn't want to be the king. He would rather simply lead a renounced life, but he had to be persuaded to take up the role because there was no one else to do it, so he did it. And so in spite of this description, he did this as his duty as a kshatriya, but at the same time, he was completely detached from all of this. How could he do that? It cannot be done if one is a jnani. One cannot do this if one is a jnani. Impossible. If one is a yogi, one cannot do this. The conduct of a yogi and jnani are clearly defined, and it's not got nothing to do with being a married and being a kshatriya and enjoying household life, any of this. One has to completely detach oneself from the material world for these processes. But the process of bhakti allows any varna, any ashram, or no varna, or no ashram, anyone can take to that process. So the Manus were actually devotees of the Lord, and some were great devotees of the Lord, as we see Dhruva. Dhruva was such a great devotee that his material body became a spiritual body, and he went to Dhruvaloka in that body. That was the blessing given by the Supreme Lord to him. And when he was 5 years old, he got darshan of the Supreme Lord. A very, very great devotee of the Lord. Many of these Manu and their descendants were great devotees. So Priyavrata was also a great devotee of the Lord. And therefore we should not think that because he was involved in kshatriya duties as a householder that he was attached. Yes, it is very unfavorable for jnana and yoga to do this. Therefore in the system of karma, yes, after grihastha life, then you take vanaprastha and then you take sannyas. So basically this shows that if you want liberation, you have to give up your attachments to household life. So it's rather a disturbance. For Priyavrata, it wasn't. In spite of the fact that he did all these duties, he was not disturbed in his devotion. We see another example of that. Ambarish also came in the line of Manu's descendants. He was so absorbed in bhakti that he had no interest in his kingdom, but he did the duties anyway. And what he did, he was very clever, because most of his duties he assigned to his ministers and other people. So therefore, he was free to do all of his devotional activities, and he did his responsibility by ordering his ministers and others to fulfill all these different duties of doing great sacrifices and administrative things. Right? So he accomplished all the work, and at the same time, he fully absorbed himself in bhakti. So similarly, Priyavrata was a great devotee of the Lord, but he also did his duties as a householder and as a Kshatriya king, and therefore it may look like he was overcome by his duties. But the nature of bhakti is such that anybody in any ashram can practice it, and it is not an obstacle. And anyone who is beyond the Varnashram system or below the Varnashram system also can do the process of bhakti. So, therefore, it's not impossible that he could do this thing. We see the example of Lord Chaitanya, most of his associates were grihasthas, and they're great devotees of the Lord. Here, he is practicing this grihastha ashram, following the rules of being a king, a grihastha, a kshatriya, and at the same time, being a devotee of the Lord. So there's no contradiction there. So, of the two duties, obviously, the devotional duty becomes stronger and stronger and stronger for him, so that ultimately he renounces the whole kingdom and goes off. So, he takes advantage of the Varnashram system to finally leave his duties as a kshatriya and take fully to devotional life. But even if he's in devotional, in grihastha ashram, there is no obstacle for him. He can continue his bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, yes, you can be a grihastha, or you can be a sannyasi, or any varna, any ashram, whatever, it doesn't really matter in the process of bhakti. That is why Lord Chaitanya, when he rejected the idea of Ramananda Roy, Duvarnashram system, and then Lord Chaitanya was external only, that's only external. So what this means is that the attraction to the Lord is independent of the varnas and ashramas. Varnas and ashramas in that sense are external, and they give you a hierarchy or a place in a hierarchy based upon the external varna and ashrama. The bhakti is independent of that. One at the bottom, the sudra, may be the greatest devotee. Or the sannyasi may be the greatest devotee. Or the grihastha may be the greatest devotee. So the devotion is not in terms of the externals, what birth you took or whatever. The devotion is independent of that. So we see, for instance, that Mrigari the hunter, who was not even in the Varnashram system, he was a great devotee of the Lord. He got bhava in 3 months. So he was superior to anybody in the Varnashram system, in spite of the fact that he was lower than a chandala or whatever. So, therefore, the process of bhakti is completely independent of all these different systems.
And then Bhima said he said one name of the Bhuti, and Prabhupada said he did not for the devotees.
Yeah. Not for the devotees.
Karmis,
yeah. So, as I said, that we have to see where the conclusion is. But the final conclusion is to be the bhakti. We can take elements of Varnashram, which are non-contradictory to bhakti, and do them as long as we're not over-attached to them. But the duties of Varnashram in themselves do not create bhakti at all. They may help us become sattva-gun, but sattva-gun is also bondage in the material world. That's another type of bondage. Yes, jnana in sattva-gun is there. The sattva-gun leads to jnana, definitely. Because one of the aspects of sattva-gun qualities is prakash, knowledge, understanding you're not the body or the soul. So that is part, jnana is part of sattva-gun. So that type of spiritual knowledge, yes, but bhakti and prema, no. It's not created by Varnashram system at all. So, therefore, the creation of devotees is dependent upon devotees themselves, not upon the system. So, yes, we can encourage elements of Varnashram Dharma for people in general, yes, but again, it's not very easy to do because there's no king.
and nobody's going to accept kings nowadays anyway. So very, very difficult for the public. Huh? The last king, I think, was the Nepal king. Yeah, they got kicked out a few years ago. And the communists took over. So, yeah, no qualified kings. Any king that comes along is not qualified, therefore they'll kick him out with somebody else in charge. So very difficult to establish a real Varnashram system in Kali Yuga. Very, very difficult. And if we make that endeavor, then we put so much endeavor into that, we can't do any bhakti. So then what's the use of that? So rather the choice is bhakti, if anything. And we can take elements of Varnashram Dharma and incorporate them also and do along with bhakti, but the main process is devotional service. Well, it's not clear, and I don't think he has to give a clear definition. Obviously, the whole system of Varnashram is daivi in one sense, because it's recommended by the Lord in scriptures, it's scriptural, whatever, so it's there. And an element of that is worship of the Supreme Lord, and if you don't worship the Lord, you don't even get the effects of Varnashram. But at the same time, this is all secondary to the main element, which is the activities in the gunas, so which stick you in the gunas. So therefore we don't call that worship bhakti, even though they recognize the Supreme Lord.
Also, what we the confusion and chaos in society, people are not qualified. You know, what to do, let's take bhakti. Something they may want to do.
Well, nowadays, so if we make a Varnashram system, how do we determine who's what? Then we have to have somebody to judge them, and then nobody will agree who's the proper judge, because they won't agree with the conclusion. You say, you're a Kshatriya or you're a Sudra, then they say, no, I'm not. And then they'll challenge the authority who tells them that. If we go by birth, then again, most people are unqualified in by birth in Kali Yuga. They're all Sudra by Jamma, so therefore we can't go by birth either. So it becomes very difficult, really, to do that. I don't know. Nobody knows. So therefore it's difficult to say. That's why we can talk about Varna Ashram, but define actually what you mean by that. What do you mean by Varnas? What do you mean by Ashramas? Good, fine, okay. But we don't call that Varnashram system. You do what your inclination is. They do that in the Western world also. They do it everywhere in the world. You ultimately settle on the occupation which is you're good at, obviously. That's a normal thing about it. That's not really Varnashram as such. Varnashram means you set people up in a certain family, and generations after generation, they all perform the same duties in that family. And therefore you have a stable society. But if we don't base it on birth and we base it on this, then there is no stable family anymore, because everybody's doing everything again. And one child will be a Brahman, one will be a Kshatriya, one will be a Sudra like this, and there won't be any continuity in the family even because of that. What if all the children are Sudras? Then how are they going to take care of a Brahman father and mother? How do they take care of them in their old age if they're all Sudras? How does it work? It's a very difficult type of system to implement where they each go by qualities. That's true, yeah, they did, yeah. But he had 100 sons also, if you do that. Yeah.
Like that.
I mean,
how
bhakti
is one part, but how does the
overall
society?
A dharma. Operate? Kali Yuga means mostly 3/4 a dharma. So mostly no system there. Maybe there's 1/4 of a system left, or something like that. Parts of a system, but prominently the nature of Kali Yuga is dharma perishes. At the end of Kali Yuga, Kali comes and kills everybody, except those few people who are qualified. They become the people of Satya Yuga.
Is there any, apart from propagating, is there any other responsibility on devotees?
No, that's the highest duty.
In terms of organizing the
Well, if you do that, then that would be secondary, but then how much we can organize in terms of Varnashram if there's no king? Very little.
Well, I think Prabhupada wrote to Indira Gandhi that all the parliamentarians should join 16 rounds. And I'm just saying, is that part of the...
Well, that's bhakti.
Yes.
You become devotees. Well, that was because of the external conduct. And so that of course, is the conduct of a sannyasi in relation to a grihastha or a king, that he should not associate with such people. So that creates an obstacle. That again is external. Internally, he was a high devotee, and Lord Chaitanya recognized that. Of other people.
Yeah.
Well, yes, of course, there's a limit, because in Kali Yuga the majority of the population is very, very sinful, and by the end of Kali Yuga then Kalki has to kill everybody because they're so sinful that it's the nature of Kali Yuga itself. There'll be less and less devotees and less dharma, less and less of all types of spiritual activity, so that we also have to face. Nevertheless, it's the duty of the devotees to preach as much as possible. Well, only Brahmins are allowed to take sannyas in the Varnashram system. Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras are not allowed to. Sudras cannot take any ashram, and Kshatriyas can take vanaprastha. Well, if one is qualified, I guess we can say. Well, he's just carrying over what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also did. I do have a feeling, though, that Bhaktisiddhanta only made sannyasis out of those who came with Brahman birth. I'm not sure of that, but I think he did. All the ones you'll see that are actually Brahman by birth. So to some degree, he followed the caste system in that sense.
Ashram is irrespective of what you
do. What do you mean?
Ashram is irrespective of what you do. Nevertheless, certain ashrams looks more favorable.
What is that?
Certain ashrams looks more favorable.
Well, if one performs bhakti, yes, it becomes favorable. We can say the grihastha ashram, because it's involved in household affairs, is unfavorable because one has to do work and whatever. At the same time, if one is not qualified for vanaprastha sannyas or brahmachari life, then it becomes favorable for bhakti, because one cannot do bhakti in any other position. So then what will one does? So, as I said, most of Lord Chaitanya's associates were grihasthas. Very few were sannyasis or vanaprastha or brahmacharis. In fact, there are only a few brahmacharis, one or two, and a few sannyasis, and most were grihasthas. So in Kali Yuga, most people, no varnashram system, less than most people aren't going to take vanaprastha or sannyas anyway, or be brahmacharis, because they're not going to study the Vedas. So most people are going to be householders of sorts. So if there's a remnant of varna ashram, it would be the grihastha ashram that's left as a predominant one in Kali Yuga. Of course, it's a predominant ashram in any yuga anyway. But then most people are only qualified for that in Kali Yuga. No, no. Pious activity cannot mean punya there, because it is in no way related. Punya can mean, of course, bhakti, or association with devotees in that sense, yes. If it is only material karmas, no, that does not cause bhakti. It may be favorable to bhakti to be in sattva-gun, but it doesn't create bhakti. And therefore we'll see that the chandala also can take to devotional service and attain a high state.
As we are talking about different ashramas, and in Kali Yuga predominantly is the Grihastha ashram, but even that ashrama is not exactly followed in this Kali Yuga.
No.
So how we can say that what it is being followed in Kali Yuga? Nothing is followed. Even
Grihastha ashram. So just do bhakti then. Forget about everything else. It's impossible to do. Okay. That's within Dharma.
And what about this?
But if we don't have any duties because of the Varnashram system, what do? Yeah, but that's the principle that one can give up all duties in favor of worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, and there's no sinful reaction for that, giving up the duties of Varnashram system. On the other hand, if we don't do bhakti, we do the call of Varnashram system, then we're completely lost. But there's no loss, even if we don't get perfection after we do bhakti and we give up all the duties of Varnashram system, still, there's no loss in that also. Well, apart from varnashramic duties or whatever, one has to show steadiness in one's conduct as a devotee itself. So therefore, to at one point become attached to getting married, and at another point simply giving up, that's artificial also. So it's not really a good standard for advancing in bhakti itself. One has to have steadiness in conduct. No, the general principle is that bhakti is always predominant, and anything else can be done as long as one is not too attached to it and does not interfere with the bhakti. And if it does interfere, then you give it up. That's all. That's the principle.
Even the
state
defined as attached to bhakti.
That was apparent, not actual. If he was, he would never have renounced and take the Yama Vanaprastha and go off. Of course. Yeah, he just, because he's a king, he has to act like that.
Participate in helping
her
husband,
yeah,
and performing duties.
Yeah.
So this will increase the attachment of the person with his wife,
and
which can spoil
a
person's devotion and
self-service. Right? Well, depends. If one becomes more attached, yes, one can become materially attached, fine. If it helps you in devotion, then you become a devotee, so that's better. If, in other words, if the wife assists so that you can become a better devotee, then fine, that's good. If they assist in such a way that you become more attached simply on the material level, then of course that's counter-effective. Well, I suppose he has to tolerate that. Tolerate it.
Don't Sutras, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jonas Banmanas ki, doing the principle of the
அவங்க எப்படி மன எண்ணமே அங்கே போட்டுருக்கோம் எங்க கருவை பிடிக்கணும் கருவுக்கு வந்து ஒரு மெட்டாரி சதி இது மட்டும் இருந்தீங்கன்னா எங்க சதி நடக்கும் அங்கே சதி வந்து போட்டுருக்கோம்
ஒன்றுதான்
சரஸ்வத் ஃபேமிலி ஒன்று இருக்கு பெங்கால்
பெங்காலி
பிராமின்
வண்டி
ஓட்டலாம் நான் ஒரு வாட்டி வண்டி ஓட்டின சங்கீதத்தில் பண்ணிச்ச பூஜை பண்ணேன் கொஞ்சம் சொல்கிறேன் பின்னாடி டிரைவர்லாம் வந்து பூஜை
பண்ணுறாங்க
அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் மெக்கானிக்கில் இப்போ அடியில் வண்டி அடியில் போய் மெக்கானிக் பார்ப்போம்
சொன்னேன் ಆಗ್ಬೋದು. ವೇ ವೇ ಕಂಪ್ಯೂಟ್ರಾ? ಓ ವೈರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಒನ್ ದಟ್? ವಾಟ್ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್? ಯಾರು?
And also got a message that they had to pay the thing. And also the phone thing was also up. But it said 4,000 rupees or something.
No, that's all over. Huh? That confusion, we already settled that and we paid the remaining. Oh. That's the thing. Phone is working here.
Yeah.
So your phone won?
Yeah, my phone. Well, I got a message the other day.
No, no, that they're no, repeating. They made a mistake
four,
there.
4,000 and
that they said don't neglect it.
800 in this thing. But look, it says connection is terminated by remote.
No, go to settings.
This looks the same.
Change it to network. Dual. Hybrid. Put hybrid. Sometimes we're talking hybrid. If that is not available, this not right.
Why
is that? Yeah, funny. It's always better to keep it hybrid.
Yeah. That looks a little weird.
Oh.
Not
responding. 678.
Now,
the thing
isn't even here.
Oh, this should show first.
Yeah, well, that shows sometimes.
Remove one time.
Oh, see, now it's on two.
Tower speed is very less.
It was on 4 the other minute.
The other day, when I went to the office, they said, no, take your laptop and the open air. I told them, what is the purpose of taking this?
No, I mean, it's at 2, but it says remote and not responding.
Yesterday it was 4.
Yeah.
Oh, four.
Now
okay.
It's 4, but still it doesn't work. I don't know if it's not responding, even with 3 or 4. So I don't know what it means. I tried rebooting and tried everything. Took it out.
Tomorrow I'm getting the wire from that.
Tomorrow's holiday also?
Tomorrow is an Ambedkar Jayanti. Today's election.
Huh? What is it?
Tomorrow is Tamil New Year's Day. But Kannanadi has changed Tamil New Year's to January.
Oh.
But still, Brahmins and all they didn't accept.
So they said, so they're still having
holiday. Holiday and it is Ambedkar Jayanti.
Oh.
Government holiday.
Yeah, it's not working. Unless they're down. I don't know. Maybe
no, they're down
today.
We can call
it.
Is it a night or when it was working last?
It was working last night and then this morning. It was real slow though. It got real slow last night. Afternoon night was very, very slow. And then suddenly, that's why I tried this morning, didn't work at all. I don't know, maybe they have some problem.
Not on this number. You can always call this number. And they'd like to pay the
which one?
This
mobile.
12-1800.
But that going where? That is going
it
where?
Goes to there only for the data card. It's only for...
But that where are they, who's answering it? Local or is it?
No, it is there. They have a customer.
There's somewhere we don't even know where
yeah.
It is. Eh?
But they were exactly, yesterday they the same thing they did. 1800. 3000.
Five.
You have to just follow the instruction and key in your phone number there. Reliance, this is called data card. Net connect. You have to tell them broadband plus.
Are they answering to
this? No, that is 24.
Who's
going to
win the election?
Well, they say Devita, but they're saying
really?
That Kannanadi and Congress, they're playing a lot of mischief. They may
together.
Misuse them. Because 1 month time is there.
For what?
Counting. But today, elections will be over.
Oh.
But the result will be announced only 1 month.
Oh, so they can...
So a lot of rigging will be there.
Rigging
I fear. Already they paid 2,000 rupees per voter in some villages. Oh. Every voter is getting 2,000.
Okay.
That's even our workers all went back to the village. They're getting money.
They get money. They can discount
2,000.
Them. They can all discount them and just say it's all useless.
No, they won't know.
Someone's going to tell them. Who, which party is getting the money?
They're using all black money. What was the number?
What's that?
Broadband number? This guy Trishu, no? That advocate who helped us in our airline,
mm-hmm.
He went to be Tirupati, he wanted to become full-time devotee.
Mm-hmm.
He was demanding 8-10 lakhs, remember? Once.
Oh, that
money
man.
Back.
That
so, whatever, his son got admitted to the hospital due to some blood hemorrhage.
Yeah.
Then he has told Lankakrishna Sri Sham, see, I spent a lot of day and night. He just wrote some letters, not even applied in the bag. I need my money back from my son's, I think his con is responsible again. How we can, we already pay 80,000 for him. Hello? Oh, customer service is off. I think everybody is calling them.
Maybe
you have to keep calling them. For 10 o'clock we have this presentation here. Better buy that wire, some 90 feet wire,
mm-hmm.
Directly been connected to your thing from your room. I should not have disconnected the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But they say city is working nice. Broadband people are using this.
Oh.
In Tinagar is very far. Maybe the tower here is weak. You tried your phone? Connecting to the phone?
Oh, I don't have to try that. Then they're going to bill me on the phone.
No, only Wincom. Wincom doesn't get content. No, directly.
Bluetooth
or wire? They are giving you some data card wire.
There's something like Bluetooth that will work, no? Bluetooth? How do you get it to work?
But have you installed this OBA software?
Yeah. How do you get it to work?
Add a device.
Oh, I know, you do it on here. You set the text.
You have to pair it? Oh, come on, is this already come? It's already there. So now?
Oh, okay.
Click on
now, Windows.
And go to the modem.
Well, can you look for new device inside on here? Now this we have the phone. Next. Connecting to a device. So I'll just connect now. Oops.
It is on.
The back come off.
Nokia is in big loss now. All other phones are.
Huh?
They know. Yeah. So now they're going to collaborate with link with Microsoft. Samsung is coming up with anything.
Samsung. Same type of phone now or what?
Yeah, they have more advanced Android.
Oh.
And this is actually containing Symbian, very old dated software.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Connecting to
Now we will show you connecting
internet. You can do directly on the phone, not internet.
Directly, it will open the thing and then. Yeah, it's already connected. Let me just connect.
How much is
that? 10 paise per kb.
Oh.
1 kb. So 1000 kb is 1 mb. 10 rupees.
Okay. 10
rupees. Okay. One thing.
Or no.
Oh, no, no, it's good, no. So, say again.
One or two. Select the device to add to the computer description system.
Okay, this is a card. You just open the card immediately. They give you the thing?
Yeah, I got the card.
Card directly.
I'm looking for it. I couldn't find it today.
What's that called?
It's a little card that's closing.
Oh, it's just a USB.
Yeah. There's a little struck card that goes over the back.
Yeah.
Figure out where it is.
It can be small, other than it will be very small. Yeah.
What's the
feeling?
We'll continue to look for new devices
despite
the
camera.
Wow.
Yeah, new
security.
And first, second thing.
No. Yeah. The Wi-Fi. Have we tried
both of them? I'm trying to find it first. Warum ging man dir? Check பண்ணிடலாம் மேடம் கரெக்டா செக் பண்ணிடலாம் ஒன்லி பாரத் புக் தானே அது
only for Bhanu Maharaj Bhagavad Gita.
Hello, where are you located?
Where is it? I can get it. Change it. Hey,
I'll
get you.
Maharaj,
entered three or four line cut point of BSNL. So, in the line, you wire wangi. You bring the laptop outside there, antenna. போட்டுக்கு வேணா கொடுத்துருவேன் ஒரு வாட்டி ரங்கிருஷ்ணா போயிட்டு வந்துட்டேன் அப்படி வேணா பண்ணிடுவேன் அங்கேயே இருக்காது
திரும்பி வாங்கிட்டு வரணும்னா அவங்களுக்கு வேணும் அங்கே உள்ள வரணும்
இல்லை பெட்டர் டு ஹேவ் கார் தேர் மாராத்தான் தே வாண்ட் டு டேக் டு திருமலா
எப்படி அவர் நீங்கள் வண்டி மாராஜ்
எப்போ வேணும்
8 மார்னிங் போடா இருந்தா சாட்டர்டே மார்னிங்
நோ ப்ராப்ளம்
ஒன் வீக்
மாராஜ் ட்ரெயின் வரன்ட்டார்
ஆ கொடுத்துறேன் இப்போ இன்மை என்கிட்ட பெரிய வண்டி இருக்கு எப்போ வேணாலும் கேட்டுக்கோ
இதே டிரைவர்
டிரைவர் மாராஜ் இப்படி வரல
இதுவா
ஏர்லி மார்னிங் கிளம்புறாரு
குருமாரா தான் கரெக்டாக இருக்காது குருமாரா தான் காத்திரமா இருக்கும் மாஞ்சானா பெரிய காரா
பெரிய காரா ஜகநாத் ரத் யாத்திரா இல்ல அன்னைக்கு வந்துட்டு இஃப் யூ ஹேவ் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா கெஸ்ட்னா ஐ சீ ஒரு ஃபங்க்ஷனுக்கு வந்து ஐ சீ சோ மெனி வெஹிக்கிள்ஸ் எக்ஸ்ட்ராவா யாருன்னா ஃபங்க்ஷனுக்கு கொடுப்பாங்க வண்டி அதை நீங்க அரேஞ்ச் பண்ணிக்கணும் ஏன்னா கரெக்டா அன்னைக்கு ஒரே ஒரு நாள் நான் டிரைவர் வந்து டொனேஷன் எடுப்பேன் என்னுடைய டாட்டரா கரெக்டா அந்த மண்டபத்துக்கு ஏன்னா அவன் வந்து என் கூட நடக்க ஆரம்பிச்சுன்னா ஐ கேன் நாட் டூ த க்ரௌட்
மேனேஜ்மெண்ட்
I can, I have to go on, focus on her, where she is, அப்படின்னுட்டு அவள் எங்கன்னா நின்றுக்குவா இந்த மாதிரி பிரச்சனைலாம் வருங்கிறதுனால அவள் கரெக்டாக 7:00 மண்டபத்துக்கு வர்றதுக்கு ஒரு
ஆளுமே ஓட்டலாமே
அதுதான் இந்த
ட்ரிப்பு
ஸோ இப்போ இவர் மறைச்சவே அவர் என்ன ஆயிடுச்சு எங்கள் அம்மாவுக்கு போன
எங்கள்
அம்மா என்ன பண்ணுறாங்க அவள் ரத் யாத்திரை பாதியில் கட் பண்ணிவிட்டு அந்த டிரைவர் மோடி வந்துட்டாக்கா வீட்டில் பெரிய பிரச்சனையாயிடும்
மெரிட்ல சொன்னாருங்க சொன்னாங்க ஆனந்த் கேஷோ He wants money. Now it's 80,000. So we are going to... 10:00 we have meeting with Mara. Concession meeting. 10:00 after Prashad. 10:00. Concession meeting.
Not an agenda. Which is more
Oh, anybody can talk to anybody. Oh, he has to come. But he's one there. Gayatri sir. But you have any SMS importing there? Morning. At 10 o'clock, on the concession update.
It's a very sensitive
issue. No, no, where is Amrinder? Amrinder should be there. Because...
He's also not here. Amrinder Prabhu, go to the kitchen. Go to the kitchen.
Start from now.
Basic complaints, one. He says, according to him, the allegation is that only the devotees were involved in that case. The word is right. They gave the expression that they were given to his problem. He says, essence is that Jagannath Prabhu amended and then supported by
Ajit and Prasanna.
Later on, all of them know, all of them know that I am not going to excuse that. I was expecting peace.
But did he inform how much gold initially?
Okay. This is the market. And they have all agreed. Now they are saying no. So they are, as far as I am concerned, they are cheating me. And I am not going to give it up. And indirectly hinted that you know, in case you don't pay me, whatever benefits you gain through me, because he says the situation is very precarious at that time. Prabhu was went into hiding because they were ready to arrest Prabhu on the time left.
He is not in
jail. Okay.
Because all of them would have been jailed. So I saved them. I worked day and night. So I was expecting money, legal fees, which is, he says, now right now it's 30% of the market value.
Okay. 7 crores, 8 crores.
The expectations. So
30% of 8 crores.
Collectively, since we have a congregation committee, we should collectively address the issue, especially under Krishna Prabhu.
No, how much money is it?
30%, 8 crores.
1/3 of the market.
8 crores,
30%.
Whatever.
That's one issue. Second issue says, otherwise, if you don't pay me, you will lose whatever benefits that you are paying in India. I said, are you threatening? I got angry. Are you threatening or blackmailing? And he got angry. Then we stopped the subject. And the second thing he's saying, firstly, he told me, bidding is not approved. So tomorrow it comes up, something comes up, he breaks up the issue, and he starts searching in Adyar, and then come to Iskon, and people start here and go here, both are interlinked. And then if you are taking money from the public, so I mean delivering, suppose you're giving for connecting money for something that is not approved, that is illegal, so you will be, you will end up with the same object. So be careful, you withdraw from this kind of conception. Collection.
There are two different issues.
Okay, two different issues. First one there, when he was coming to a temple regularly on Sundays, they came to tell me that he is an advocate. Usually when devotees talk to any devotee, what will tell, Vijay, we have an area problem and all. He said, I am at your service. Any time you can call me. He was attending some congregation program. Yeah. He said, I am available. Any service, I can do. That time, we were getting service from Sundaram. Sundaram was not charging 1 paisa. Even registration of Adyar, 10,000 means less it was. He paid the 10,000. And he told, you can give me a membership. So we, because Gayatri Sri came, we thought, I was telling Maharaj, we have a nice devotee who wants to do free service. He told in that room, in the sofa, I am going to do free service. I told this also many times later.
He is going to volunteer service.
Even before he started any paperwork. Later, of course, they came to know he wanted to join full time in Tirupati. Then he started from here. That's why I keep on telling them, even 80,000 rupees,
so
I didn't want to pay.
When
he asked for 80,000 rupees, I told him, how can you tell that you told free? No, that time I thought free, then it became complicated. Every night I have to spend time and I lost
and
my own services.
That's
what he's saying. Then I spoke to our Amrinder and Jai Gopinath.
Okay.
In fact, they were doing most work. See, our advocate now, they do all the work. They didn't even attend morning programs. I remember Prashadam used to send them for our full time devotee. They used to type on this laptop and he used to dictate. I don't know whether these papers were filed. Some letters were given to the police station.
It was filed.
But after that, but he never told any fees. Initially, Maharaj asked the same question, was take any written thing was given.
Is there anything in writing?
Nothing in writing.
Nothing.
No writing.
Anything else?
No.
actually.
No, I think he came in the picture second. Only you came first. Huh? Who came in the picture second?
Yeah, Gopinath.
Yeah, Gopinath.
Can you tell what he's talking about?
But he keeps saying again and again, Amarendra, you agreed for payment.
No, no, you just.
No, no, it is not that we individually agreed anything to him. Never. It was a meeting in Mr. Prabhu's house where myself, Amarendra Prabhu, Mr. Prabhu, and Ajita Prabhu. Was not there?
He was not there.
Okay. We were there and we were all talking and then. We all know that he was just saying some figure about some 27,000 rupees per month, his family expenses there, this and that.
Cool.
You know, and then we said, you know, that this one cannot pay. You know, then, you know, finally we arrive at a figure of 10,000 per month. And he can do some other cases if he has any. Yeah. So to run his family, that's what we concluded very, you know, amicably that he also agreed for that. We also know that. All of a sudden he cannot come and talk like that. So we failed all that.
I remember then he came and told me, Prabhuji wants to settle somewhere in here. School is saying.
Yeah, we
10,000.
Schools, rates.
Tirupati was before that or after that?
Tirupati happened in between that.
He went to Tirupati.
So actually, now you finished.
Yeah.
So actually the meeting happened in my house, you were also there. It was where it was regarding the decision, he wants to become a full-time devotee, not his regarding his fees. So there Ranga Krishna Prabhu has clearly told him that I don't think whether the temple can pay even the 10,000 rupees to you.
Haribol.
Because I don't think Sumitra Prabhu himself is taking care of
those rupees. Haribol. So how you can be... Anand Keshav. Anand Keshav. वो कितना बॉक्स है बोल के कितना उसको बोल दो गौरी शो
That was the meeting.
And whatever figure that time we gave was only the issue because he was not even able to maintain himself.
Yeah.
We requested him to accept something.
Yeah, I remember. He says he's not in practice now. And he wants to be full time, so he'll be asking.
Regarding his fees, never has been discussed. Means regarding his debt, I want this, that. That meeting has never been taken.
We know what he said.
Court fee structure, high court fee norms. What he has taken is more than the normal which has
been 80,000 itself.
We have paid him 80,000.
Yeah.
We have paid him 80,000. And that is.
So that too, I remember telling that devotee is asking me in the temple, the account department, is for maintenance. If it's for maintenance, what is the service of the temple? And if it is court fees or lawyer fees, where is the law receipt? So we are a long time we were pending. We just given.
We paid for maintenance.
No, if we write maintenance, then tell if it's a full time devotee, why we have to pay a devotee 10,000 if he's not coming for program and staying in?
But you paid for maintenance.
So we are telling it's a legal fees for temple devotees. And later he gave some receipt?
No, he's never.
No.
He told he won't give.
He won't.
So we show devotee maintenance. We have to show devotee maintenance.
There is no agreement to pay him.
No agreement also, nothing, no writing.
The lawyer is also saying that he cannot bound us legally for this, that if we have to pay. And as per him, that we have already...
See, one thing, if he is so particular, he has given the transfer of lawyer, he has already signed and given. Once he has already given to other lawyer. That means he is not, everything is over. No.
Some devotee is updating him what is going on in temple. He knows that temple has money not very left, and that's why he is pushing that I need money. It has suddenly come
One more thing, based
it
on
has
this.
Suddenly come
one
up.
More
it
thing. I think we're too much hyped up. We are all part of the mistake. We just put him up. Gayatri Show, we just thought he's in one and all.
He?
Especially, I think Amarendra, I have to argue with Amarendra many times. No, no, Prabhu, he'll do the best job. He is helping us. Of course, that moment, they were putting down Sundaram.
That was over now. Okay. What did
he do? See, Babu, Maharaj, I just spoke Maharaj half an hour back. Maharaj says, since nothing is writing, you are not bound. Even the same thing you are telling me 2 years back.
Why is he telling this?
Nothing so is bounded. You can't even. Regarding this MMD and all, don't worry about
so
it.
So that is okay. But how do we call him or convey? So we have to convey to him. Call
a nice
him.
Way.
But those who are involved in the beginning should all be there, because you will say that Prabhu has said this, this Mataji said this.
No,
all
Prabhu,
this
I'm telling you, don't give him option of discussing. You will spend the whole day there. You will come with a headache.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell him very clearly on phone, sorry, we are not able to pay you. What we have already paid as a maintenance or fees, we have not
whatever.
We are not legally. Whatever action you want to take.
No, don't tell that one.
No,
to
don't
him.
Tell.
Don't tell that.
No, just leave it as it is.
Just
leave it as it
is.
Sorry,
no,
sorry, Prabhu.
No, because he's going to. He, and I think since he is talking to Sridhar Sharma,
you tell. I have already communicated to. He is the temple person. We have conveyed him. So whatever he decides,
so don't
tell him. He said he will take.
Yeah, you talk
to him. No, one thing. You tell congregation. You do one thing. This congregation. We are the part. We are not a part of the manual. You just clearly you tell them. Congregation is only assisting. They are not. You are not in the part of direct management.
Yeah,
you can always tell them. He can't rope.
Rabu, don't. That
he
message should not go to him. That
congregation
we
also
have
can
call a meeting regarding him. Just call him that I have talked to Sumitra Prabhu and this is the message. And we are sorry, we are not able to position to give it to you anything.
Maybe
clearly, you know, convey it that whatever is agreed for, we have paid.
We have paid.
We have
whatever
paid.
Work is done, we have paid.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, he said one more month. I think 70 to 80, 10,000 also we paid last.
Yeah,
when he was calculating,
yeah.
We paid.
And he accepted
we paid.
That check. Yeah.
Okay, not now.
No, I speak. I spoke 2 hours with him after all this problem happened. He told me all his stories. Wow, I was such a sincere person. I was sincere. I think something.
Prabhuji was also there.
Then he
yeah,
said
he was also there.
Some words were used.
Last meeting.
Kovat la ramane they used under word.
In
the Adyar meeting.
Yeah, Adyar meeting. We begged him. I have touched his feet.
Only one issue. Sumitra Prabhu did this. No, I want 7. That time 7 lakhs.
7 lakhs, yeah, 8 lakhs.
5 lakhs something.
7 lakhs. Sumitra Prabhu did this. Amrinder did this. Whole 3 years it went like this. No point discussing.
Prabhu,
so he said because he was working for ISKCON, he lost all other
he's
jobs.
He's the type of person. If you listen him just, you know, as a friendly, then he keep on counting. That's what that has happened to me also. He used to come to my shop 2 times, 3 times.
Or
and he happens
no,
to be talk 4 hours same continuously.
Yeah.
Then
so
I talk.
So we will leave it as it is because we have deserved not
you
be
can update Kuberan on it.
Yeah,
in case any legal action is there. Kuberan is told us. I don't know based on this. Lawyer, no, I can't do anything. Because you can't just threaten the thing.
Yeah.
So should we convey that or leave it?
Oh, do you have all the papers with us? How much work he has done?
Quantum
of work. He was only no, no. In case if we just apply, we'll tell him nothing has been done.
If he calls, we'll handle it. Be straightforward. We have agreed on 7 months, we have paid 8 months, that's it.
Yes, convey the message.
Temple Buddhism is saying that. Anything else, it's up to you what to do.
That's all.
We don't give a chance for him to
speak. Don't even tell, approach to the temple president. This is, I have talked to him and this is the matter.
What is
the
matter?
Has already been paid.
Already been paid.
That's a material issue, but devotee.
No, but it is going in that level only.
So we'll handle
it. It is not going in the devotee level.
Okay, so we'll pray to the Lord that this
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So Krishna is teaching us a wonderful lesson through this past times. You should be very careful, even if it's devotee, don't get immediately ennobled promise.
Mm.
We are doing this.
Yeah.
Somebody comes and tells, I want to donate for this. We just all of us do this mistake.
Correct.
We have to be very cautious,
yeah,
even if a devotee, he may,
devotee.
Because we don't know. In fact, he told me, I'm going to Tripura, Guru Maharaj is coming. I even signed the initiation letter. Luckily, by Krishna's mercy, he was traveling.
We have introduced to him to Guru Maharaj that he is handling.
See, I was in dilemma because I was thinking, if I oppose, the congregation will be again. No, you're all so much encouraging him to me. And I was. No, no, I'm telling.
So we were all thinking he's chanting 16 rounds, sometimes 32 rounds.
But I used to keep telling, even for the 70,000, I used to tell all you also, Amarendra. He agreed freely why we had to pay. Every time he used to give us. Because he told very nicely, I was bold by that thing. All, any service I can come.
Experience,
CMD approved
for
him. For CMD, the CDMA that
he
told
him. I think it's not over. He is going to one year.
can discuss. Even that is on my property, that is a lease property belonging to the Rukmini Arundel. Rukmini Arundel, Kalakshetra. That somebody has leased land, they sold to him. They are not sitting in a clean land.
No, that's okay. He is going to Bangalore okay. temple. Whether he will have any influence with what is name?
Madhu Pandit has told him.
Madhu Pandit would have told him, ask demand.
Yeah. Yeah,
because ISKCON is pressurizing.
So we should be conscious that this probably something will come from Madhu
Pandit
and
actually, it is not him.
I don't think
he himself. See, all these days he was sleeping. Yeah. Suddenly,
no,
he became.
That's why
he
is going there. Why he stopped here?
No,
then
he
if he has done, if he wants 8 lakhs, imagine Sundaram, right from day one, he wrote the gift paper.
So Sundaram is an
outsider. No, Sundaram has not, read it.
Sundaram has made a mistake of not collecting.
He was not even a devotee. He was not even, realized a life pattern.
So we were unfortunate to decide on this.
See, he is.
So whatever he is going to do, even if it comes to
Madhu Pandit, we are cool and we
have to
face it. Oh, we can't, what
we can.
We can't just pay 10 lakhs to him and keep his mouth quiet, then he'll have 20 lakhs.
So we don't want to give money, but we don't want to give money. Being conscious of this input, let's debate the
English. Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
We'll be aware that
yes,
that's it.
That
may be some more consequences in
this.
This
has emanated from.
No, no, we don't know, we are speculating.
I disagree with that.
Madhu Pandit will not simply waste his time.
He was putting the same dialogue.
Same thing, right from beginning.
He is changing some dialogue and putting something.
Adiyar also told the same thing.
No. Right at that time,
same words.
We spent hours together.
Yeah,
hours together. Talking on these topics, this.
Recorded tape. Same thing.
I have two more requests here. One, for his spiritual welfare, we'll chant Hare Krishna once. For Madhu Pandit or nobody to intervene and for the whole thing to get solved, we'll chant twice.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Let's talk about CMD.
See, the government has declassifying CR3's zone from Thiruvanmayi to Mahabalipuram. They want to remove that classification and building for normal building. Already it's been discussed because about 10 to 15,000 houses, right from 300 a year, they are violated. So government cannot, so already they all belong to very, you know, high influential people.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
walks of life.
No,
it came in the newspaper also.
Was,
yeah. Doctors, engineers, politicians, film actors, everybody has built. So government is going to reclassify it.
Mm.
They said, reclassify is a building area. And this area is going to be corporation, not panchayat.
Yeah.
Chennai corporation, not three panchayat, no three corporation, only one corporation, right from Uthandi. So these things are happening, no need to worry this.
But bill has to be passed in the
so
assembly.
When I went for purchase of the land, I went and inquired with the TMDA people are sitting there. So they told the second master plan, there is a provision that those who are having more than 2 crores, that is more than 4,800 square feet of land, they will get the approval to officially from TMDA for constructing a house.
More than?
We are having acres.
No, that's why our man in CMD, he told me, he'll update me exactly. He's a very nice devotee. He came for the Rathyatra meeting. He told, now there's no need to worry because the elections in Singapore, no need to worry at all. Because like the thousands of applications are pending there. We have already regulatory. Let them put. What about there's so many houses they have to put? They can't take only one instance. So many houses.
No, you can't say like that. Suppose you are caught means you have to answer yourself.
Yes,
you can't say that others are free, but we are also free. No, that is not the rule actually.
No,
you are in the PLI, you have to answer it. Yeah.
Government cannot be biased on one particular thing.
No, government cannot.
Government will ask one thing.
You can't
one thing they'll ask, being a responsible organization,
like
how you can violate? They can ask.
Income tax people are holding you, you have to answer your file. You are not bothered about that, all people are doing it. That is not the case.
Because you were telling me yesterday. I may not do anything,
but it's possible that he told one
meeting. Oh, already in newspaper 2 months back, when CMD chief was having some seminar, one person said, what about ISKCON? The next sentence was a little sarcastic. They were asking, ISKCON also is built, because he was trying to find out all the houses, buildings, schools and colleges, all this area. This area 500 meters, that state 500 meters, this state Buckingham Canal, it's called CRZ
Coastal Regulation
Act 3. They are going to bring it to 2 now. We are more than that. And also government is going to... We may have to pay some money. We can open OSR, it's called open space regulating. 6 acre, about half acre something, that money we have to pay or give that land to the government. If you see all the amount of property now, government is taking the front portion. They even take otherwise, so Mara told, don't give any land. We'll collect money and give, because land if we give tomorrow they'll put on Arithan school.
Maharaj.
Oh, yes, sir. They may put either.
Park.
They'll do it.
See,
at most. Park. They'll demolish that area and park. Let's go to that hospital on a hotel in Mount Road.
Our building, our building OSR,
the one
has to be. CMD has said you have to have a park. You cannot construct anything. And it is not that they want to make it. He says you maintain it. You have to maintain it. Where is the park?
10%.
But already we have a park. I met the CMD official. He said, everything is possible if the minister, if the government directly gives a go, nobody can do anything. Many Christians and Muslims have got it. If we have a very high influence with the government, they can tell it's a special consideration. They are given to many Muslims and others. So if we can do that, for that reason, we have been telling, we should have some government rapport, bring them Rath Yatra. Even if they don't do puja, no problem. We should be having that rapport.
The worst case, we lose 10%.
No. Something that comes.
So one question from my side.
Whatever the government rule now says, 10 to 15% something is there.
Open space at least.
So afterwards we have a challenge of 16%
maximum. Otherwise
simple will do not.
Abu, one minute.
They say to make a part.
I think let's have a discipline of one speaking and
one more thing. They already said temple and mosque, church, they will not put hand because that will become a very communal problem, they will not do it. Already, when CMDA give land, people they are telling themselves officials, next to ISKCON land property. Already it has become famous. Everybody knows about it. They cannot. Only thing, some funny guy comes, some Muslim guy, they may, case of ruffle can be happen. Otherwise, they can't touch anything. Either. They can't do anything.
Legal issues, they can put a PIL and...
That will always...
So, PIL...
And PIL, domain
are... How PL PIA can be put on?
But PIA,
now we
you cannot regular. You can see approval is one thing. Regularizing, you may have to give construction fees. What is MND? I'm talking about the.
See, Shambhu, this rule is as soon as you buy a property, first thing you have to ask an architect and the planner to draw the line drawing and all. You show this to, and it has to be approved. So the CMD official will come, check it up, and they put a sign.
We have got.
When we went there, they said we can't do that. The system. What? Then only EB will come, water will come. In our case, we got EB, we got all other things. EB, our Rajnarayan, with the help of Rajnarayan, the old man.
Can
help
you do the same thing now?
We already got EB connection.
No. Okay. CMD approval.
CMD approval, he says, that's for thousands of houses. It is not for one house, buildings. He passed 6 months back. 6 months back. But really, I went and attended his last
night. How many
people
was the relation?
No. They bought land here, so that he got.
With the devotee,
there is no nothing.
That house is more dangerous than us. Because the government is building MRTS now, already sanctioned. From Tharamani to Mahabalipuram, MRTS train is going to come, other side. For MRTS, they have two lone roads now, 16 feet road, only scooters and car, up to 3 kilometers. After 3 kilometers, when rain comes,
water is all coming this way. They are going to have an underground tunnel. Water will be taken to the beach from Nilangiri itself. The water will be deviated.
How far are we from the booking canal?
We are more than 500 feet.
We are 500 feet?
More than.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So that house will go. That house, 20 feet.
Yeah,
500 meters is that side.
That beach. Side, yeah. That is shore side.
Here it is 100 meters.
100 meters.
300 feet.
100 meters in
the 300 feet. We are about 250.
It's a water body. Actually, this area is water body. Now in the second master plan,
they have made this into residence.
They are giving approval in single ownership more than 2 crores. That is 4,000.
Process.
So
we can go and apply. Subang applied. Zarapur is applied.
No, can you apply for the
temple? We already applied. Already we again 2.5 lakh rupees for equalization.
Oh.
Beginning itself we paid.
No, then even if somebody draws in the PA court through PA, no problem here, we are already applying. The government has not.
Only thing, a letter came, after that it is not rejected.
It's rejected?
Yeah, they gave it to all of them as a norm. And our CMD official said, don't worry about it. They sent this letter to everyone.
Okay.
When it comes to PA, you know, with a PMDA person, will you be able to regularize it by even giving me 16%?
No, the government has to bring. The government is going to change the rules, then only.
The rule has not been still changed.
So, we'll be 980 crores then.
Yeah, when the ultimate and unless when the rule has not been changed. It is still pending in the assembly.
As strictly since is, entire area is meant for playground and swimming pool.
Will not do it because
and swimming pool, we can have a watchman's house. That is the rule, only that permission they give. We can have a football ground. Or a gymkhana club, a watchman and a swimming pool people to take bath and bathroom. That permission they'll give. Entire from Thiruvanmi
is
the same.
We bought this land going very well.
Yeah. Hmm? I'll show you too. Yesterday I got a mail, Bhakturupa, about 55 properties in ISKCON, they have this type of problem. 55 properties. Meera Road, still it is not approved. Meera Road near there.
Mm-hmm.
Bhaktivinoda Hospital, mm-hmm. Even that property. Applied. Our names are come in that for Chennai, Adia, and we have to surrender the Sitla Bakam. We are not given. Adia litigation. That is the report they are given. Please, having knowledge, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have internal auditor, no? They come and check up.
Correct.
That one we have to ask them because. I remember we bought that 5 acres property first.
But Dharapati,
wait, I'll tell you what happened.
Today, that day it was purchased. He said that was 151, that was 51, and these all were.
No, I'll tell you what this is.
Dharapati Prabhu gave advance for this, he said, but then temple bought this. They decided to buy. First, he bought that portion, then they decided to buy. So, all this was bought, but those two were already.
No, I don't know.
That's what Dharapati
bought. See, we bought that land, 5 acre, 2-1. Three part was split.
Mm-hmm.
Because the property is belonging to 4 sisters, that 5 acre. Then immediately Maharaj asked one of the builder, how much it will cost to make road? We have to make road, no? 5 acre. Road that will total 7 lakhs. Then Maharaj saw the plan. Already road is there. If you are able to get this property, road is already there. Why to spend 7 lakhs? In the generation. Then Subhanga was there. Subhanga, no Maharaj, I already paid a down payment. You had for the 1.5 acre, that land you already purchased. With a Gora farms or something. This he made a down payment. He said, the Maharaj said, no, we want to buy.
He had already purchased before this.
He had paid down payment.
No, he already purchased it.
That one he has already purchased. That's what he told us. Yeah.
Because I'm hearing many news.
That actually, even they are telling that I paid, Jayalalitha gave this land 1 crore rupee, 50 lakhs only I'm showing account. That's rumor is still going on, you know. Because I'm anger and that will always rumor will be there. It can't be.
I didn't know.
1 crore rupee, we bought this property and myself, I'm an anger, Jayalalitha is an anger. I showed an account, I didn't buy for 1 crore, I pocketed 50 lakh, I showed only 50 lakh, and jail is I gave 50 lakh donation.
No, the reason this is, that is unfolded, totally
unfolded based on. Because Ramesh Babu, there is somebody, one Babu.
Having somebody.
No, one thing, Maharaj asked him.
This land was introduced, shown to us only by Subhanga Prabhu.
Not even Subhanga Prabhu, there is one more person, Babu.
He was also actually in there.
Because Maharaj asked everybody to search.
Babu is his boss, present boss. Who is Bangla's present boss?
So what happened?
People say that
he
might have
visited
Kipa.
See, I don't know.
I would ask you, you should know.
How I don't know, Babu? How somebody will tell that?
Actually, what I heard was, he formed a firm.
Three people. Jairada Mataji, Srinivas Nithai.
He purchased that land and
that they split themselves and dissolve themselves.
But Maharaj asked him. Maharaj asked him, that much portion will give you. Give that front portion. So it will be easier on the road. No, Maharaj, I want to build shop, he said. First. Then he said, already I have committed.
Even money is purchased legally, there's no issue of it. Since he will introduce, one of the person will introduce his land, and even he gets the land there, people tend to speculate things and he got a kickback.
So he is a builder. When he joined ISKCON, before that he was buying a property. He was a builder.
So
he came to ISKCON to buy a property opposite ISKCON. Oh, forget about fun. 5 feet for the Brahmachari bathroom. We just told you it's only 5 feet. We want to extend 5 feet so that we can have a passage. 5 feet he was not able to give. I told we can give 5 feet. And
if he is not connected with the land,
that we can't speculate. Baba, we can't, unless a rumor we can't. Just because Dharapati XY is there. That's not because. No,
Rapati
it is not.
He has not told anything in this.
He is asking a question, but he's not. The answer you say is not.
How can I tell this one? Whatever he said only, he told Maharaj, I bought it, he showed all paper and
he
all. Internally, what happened, Gopinath and me, we don't know.
But he's supposed to
even Gopinath, even I may, we came. I think initially we sent the congregation devotees. You going
there? He
purchased and he said he sold it to three parties.
That's okay.
As per document, yes,
sir. Okay, sir.
In fact, he has lost. If he has sold now, you are like a millionaire. He sold for how much? 4 lakhs or 2 lakhs.
So,
now it's 25 lakhs.
That
temple devotee is.
Because the land was unsaleable at that point of time.
If ISKCON would not have come here, nothing would have been sold here. If ISKCON would not have come, it was a barren land. In 1992, Maharaj, myself, and Ganga Prabhu used to go up to Mahabalipuram. Once we saw in the near Hot Kitchen Road, until that watchman shed, there was a wall. We are the same watchman, that limping person. He said, only lands available here. Lands available there for very cheap, it is 20,000 rupees per ground. Maharaj said, it is already compounded, who will go near the Buckingham Canal? Later, Maharaj went, oh, this is the same land we came. That moment, 92, one ground was almost 25,000. Oh, rumor is not
there.
Oh,
so
see, devotees also, Kali Mara said, Kali Yuga will affect even devotees. Don't think that we are keeping Shikha, they'll be pure. Even it can affect you. Then you're more prone to.
No, that's okay. Now, CMD is clarifying.
It's working, it's a process.
Do we have clarity? So nobody will touch
that. That's the reason we are not giving him more propaganda. We're not.
Depending on what we say.
Maximum, we will lose 16%.
That's what? The information has come. They may change a lot of favorable things to residents. That's what government is saying.
But we are not resident.
We are all a part of.
We
are a patta.
We can be taken as
a patta. Patta.
It should not be a problem for this one. This area is declared.
It should not be.
And there
will be warrant for
the
government. Oh, you read Leela Murta. Babu, this is I can't agree. Just 45 lakhs you collect and just jump away. We collected 5 crores, there would be no much anxiety.
Please don't
tell the dialogue. I don't want this to happen. We have collected 5 crores and we are in more pressure than 45 lakhs collected. I mean, example. Don't keep on telling this committee. Devotees, you tell. We will be affected. We will be affected, you tell. Don't committee. We will be affected. Congregation, don't tell that. I don't want that the word congregation become very. Temple, we devotees.
No. It is not 5 crores, even if it is 6 crores.
10 crores, we collected.
It is all you, we are all working under you.
But again, Sridesh, I'm telling me, committee will be affected.
See,
don't
who,
please,
who,
because
who
I'm. No, we are all part of all committee.
No,
not congregation.
We are all under temple devotees.
We are all Yatra, Chennai Yatra.
We are all under temple devotees.
Yeah.
We have never thought. No, you are giving an unwarranted thought that we are thinking that.
Oh, not me. I'm able to adjust. This goes there.
No, we think we ourselves belong to you. What is the
but wording
is. 48,000 rupees or 4,000.
No, but he's telling committee again. This is the third time he's telling me.
No, his concern is. No.
You will not come. You are not management. They will only come and arrest whatever.
No,
I'll be answerable.
No, I'm collecting on behalf of the temple and collecting 5 lakhs in Swarnamaru. And if they come to know that the congregation committee is also there collecting, they will also come to who asked
for it. Okay.
Answerable.
We are not answerable. That's why I'm giving report. We won't keep anything in blind. We won't keep anything in blind. Transparent. Yeah.
Yes, that we need.
That's true. We are not building a temple here on the thin air. Risk. Prabhupada, when built Bombay, when Bombay property was there, it's a big risk involved. Vrindavan land, big risk was there. We all go in anxiety.
It's always been not nothing will come. Even when anybody is collecting or not, temple will be, it will come. Whether you or me, if I am not there, somebody will come and collect.
I want to do it. Myself.
Yeah, that's true. We are transparent. I'm telling you the exact thing.
Who
don't tell them authorized? How can it be not authorized?
No,
we already have a patta. We already have a patta.
As you are speculating, the government will come and change everything. That is all in the future. As it is now, it is not approved.
Then do one thing. We'll build only temple after getting approved. That's what Prabhupada was once asked. We are on the process. On the process. We all pray together. We'll go forward. We'll Krishna will fulfill our thing.
I think it's approved. I don't know. Why not say
all that? No, don't tell that.
So what do we tell? What do we say? Somebody says
process is going on. Huh? Process. It's under process.
It's really under process.
If somebody is conscious of all these details and they say no, there is a problem of
we don't want donation from those people.
We will ask them.
Okay, ask them to please speak to them. Anything.
Don't say anything on the property.
Don't tell any.
Handle the property.
Already many some devotees came and asked.
Whatever. Even people give money, they will ask 100 questions.
Correct.
Not only, they will also ask me also. They will ask every devotee. Yeah. Everyone they will ask.
Everyone
they will ask.
Correct. But we have to answer. But we are answerable.
But don't preach in such a way they will ask our question. That's what. Preach in such a way, you don't even create that doubt in them. That's very important. Everybody is not same. Some people will ask, some people will not ask.
We have to be prepared for answers. We have to be prepared.
You see, today's Maharaj class, I asked one question. I asked question to one Maharaj. Oh, Prabhupada himself. See, we are not understood Prabhupada. That was a big, Maharaj full task. One question I asked. No, whatever is that? That is philosophy, this year. Imagine, I'm saying this moment. We don't know what.
I don't know what is approval or not. How you are asking money without.
Don't know, Solana Tapper. I don't know, Solapoda. Already we have. It is in the CRZ thing. Many buildings are made, which is called as applied.
No, we have already applied.
Applied. That's it. We are applied. That's true. We applied it. No, the committee will affect the committee. Other than putting it.
Still
temple devotees also ask question. I am also affected.
Yeah. All of them.
Not only.
I
am not saying they
will
not be affected.
But as such, we don't have anything in writing that this committee is or that committee is.
It is not a committee, it is not advisory committee. Oh, it is not authorized. Tomorrow, GBs will question me, none of you will ask anything. Maharaj and myself only, they'll ask in the meeting.
Yes. I am collecting for something which I don't know what the state is. How will I collect?
No.
What conference have you collected?
What goes into his head, it is that he did it and. Whatever it is, no problem. It will not affect anyone else.
Nothing will happen. Have that faith in you.
Please understand, if he is getting 25 lakhs from somebody, 25 lakhs they are not giving or going, they may not even know the temple president already. Because of his relationship with the case, which he has developed with hundreds of devotees collecting. Is he consciously answerable to them or not if there is no approval?
We are all collecting for ISKCON, not individual.
My answer is not for that question. My answer is that he finally said that we will be affected.
All of us will be affected.
That's what I am saying, it is not so.
Credibility
is affected in the sense that
they will fight for us.
No.
In Bombay, public fought for us. Public fought, who gave donation, they fought for us and they got the government permission.
Will be affected if we don't know what is the status. So if the question is that what is the status, then Prabhu will say that it is in the process. We have applied for it. So we believe it and we work on it. And if anything has happened, it is going to affect.
Any updates will be telling.
Who is officially the GBC over here, which is Bansuan Maharaj.
And I am the signer.
And the temple president who is the authority here. Yes. So apart from them, everyone is just working under him. So they are only the affected person. So we have no need to worry about that as a
but being aware is
so no need to use that word over
good.
There. But the question should be that. What is the status of this? Yes, Prabhu has rightly answered that. It is
not going to be approved. I don't want to take the airport. Let me try one. If you're not going to get approval, why should I take the risk?
In that case, if any member feels that, they are so much affected by that. No, I can't. Because I will say that if anybody wants to pay part of the payment, they should take this risk and collect.
We will take all the risks. We are going to already affect it. So I'm not talking for myself, talking for the entire thing. What is the word we stand? You say something.
Oh, this is a fifth person threatening like this. Not one, too many, but many, like Gayatri already threatened us.
That comes
from Russian
aside, there is no threat. There is an issue, we have to be realistic,
you keep 40 lakhs rupees, Prabhu, one maybe symbol. Keep 40 lakh rupees ready for us. CMD, any moment they ask, we have to keep money. Keep separately 40 lakh rupees. Amrinder also told last meeting. Prabhuji.
This
is another chance. If his house has been affected, he is in the same level, he will give comparison. Why you are only taking action on me? Why not his house? Only that may happen. Then he will ask. That person. That will be. That's a PIL. Prabhu, I not told you, like Gayatri said, many have threatened me.
No, they can threaten us, everybody can threaten us. Who have the capacity
to withstand us? You please stop, I am telling you. Prabhu, I am like a pillar here.
You know,
you bring that person to me, I will tell you.
Everything has to be above you.
Somebody asked Prabhupada, let me become pure and preach. Prabhupada said, no, it's not possible. On the way you.
All is straightforward. I don't want to say harsh words to say something. Straight, yes, Prabhu says something, ask me, I say we've done the problem.
If they want to give donation, let them not give.
More details, you can talk to them.
No, if those people, they are not, they want to give, okay, you said, no problem. So some people tell, I don't want to get donation, they will not.
Just having
clarity.
Yes.
Clarity,
so
yeah.
Legally,
we
have applied, I think, I heard, remember,
but please, 40-50 lakhs we should keep, ready? Tomorrow government comes and tells.
We have a copy.
Okay,
what if we have a copy sign?
Where?
Yeah, must be there.
Oh, we have everything. Yeah. Yeah. File, everything is there.
Okay. Now, let us have the target of 1.3 crores instead of 90.
Oh, don't tell that to the public. Suddenly government letter comes, you pay 40 lakhs for the OSR.
Correct.
Nobody knows. This is also very vague.
Vague only.
Where is 40 lakhs? Why is it 40 lakhs?
No, approximately they are talking about the 40 lakhs. It is a vague figure. Maybe 20, 40, whatever it is.
If we suggest you give 2 crores, then what do you do?
Yeah, what you will do?
Don't put that figure.
So don't put that figure because it is very controversial. That is, it is a vague figure. Because it is not clear figure.
But we need to be prepared.
That is.
Oh, Guy Trisha, frogs croak. What to do?
We'll get affected for INR. No, it's not that. We are all part of this.
Part of this.
We are all conscious of those things. We will not, you know, we leave one, okay, you get affected, you know, we will be safe.
No, we are not conscious of these details. We are getting it clear.
We are not aware of the details.
Yeah, we are not.
So the question should be, what is the status? It is not that I am going to be affected, so I am not.
Because
so,
I am.
We will be affected. Tomorrow.
Okay, do one thing, Babu. Krishambo, in that case, Krishambo, one simple solution I give. You do one thing, you cultivate, you tell them, and temple devotees won't collect. And we will take the whatever. You do one thing, in that case, because you are signing the chair and receive, we will go and tell them, we will take and take the burden. You just keep everything in. Yeah.
Nothing should be hided.
Tomorrow the donor should not be hided. Same thing happened. The people who get donated, when they found that land property from, they only helped us to get the land. They didn't just run away. Those who get donation, they only helped us. Don't talk, don't even. Some people may ask, don't tell everybody, because some people will have only narrow mindedness. We are in the CRZ zone. Let them go to Google and find out CRZ zone. CRZ 3 zone. Google upon it, they can get all the information. That's not only here, Prabhu. Goa, from Bombay to Kanyakumari, Kanyakumari to Nellore. All this area. Rendu part varum.
That is also
CRZ.
coming on water
policy. A lot of people will give, another type of people.
People having so many doubts about the transfer system. I spoke to one person on my mobile, my charges for 1 month, 1 year, 1 year, 1 hour, I don't want to listen. There are so many questions because your temple guards are going and telling the management is not okay. I'm not telling them. Tarapati is going and telling the devotee, everything is okay except the temple management. Now who has got to answer that? I have to answer.
Then do one thing. Along with you speak, we have to, because the reason is that you have to involve. See, Manmohan Desai, even though they are again bringing him, no? Daily they are bringing him, he is coming and they are talking in the press press conference. Bring him press conference.
How can I go and ask him? He will ask
that. Then you are allowing that person to commit more. Tomorrow temple comes also, it will be increasing. Tomorrow they will tell. How are you going to help that person who is complaining? If he is going to tell again tomorrow,
if he is thinking the management is not okay, why is he going to spend 1 hour convincing him?
Yeah, I appreciate this thing. They will all raise the...
No, the bad name to the management is coming from within the temple.
Within the temple.
No, we can root out easily.
I heard. Is informing that this is not authorized. Why
Maharaj
9 months, he didn't give any specification. This all he was
the letter to
Maharaj. No, he was informing.
Prabhu, not two meetings, only one meeting here. He
from within the temple it is coming.
Anyway, you're going to have me home. From 10 o'clock, Maharaj is going to address. Maharaj address this point.
I just want to inform you.
No, he is informing you.
He is having certain issues with certain congregation. And he is saying that I am supporting.
Gayatri is saying, don't take this threatening as a victory. What is
because of? You don't have to
If you're a leader, you must take that. Then you'll be honest.
Because you're thinking you're a leader, you're winning.
Don't think you're a leader.
You have to handle that.
No banquet.
Thank you.
You didn't tell them in the morning, huh? Hmm. Right strategy, sir. When people come in now, nobody will be having anything. Repeatedly they are doing this. At least by 6 o'clock you must tell them something. Otherwise it will not happen. What is going to come to time? இப்போ எப்போ பண்ணுவாங்க அவங்க எப்போ
பண்ணுவாங்க
யாருங்க அவர் ராமானுங்களா இங்கேயே அங்கே
தான்
இருப்பார் அருள் அருள் அவர் ராமன் கோவில் சாப்பிட்டு இருப்பார் இருப்பார் காய்கறி வாங்கி சொல்லி ராமன் பிரபு
people here? We approached a few people, but they are all getting from Rajasthan.
No, what about marble?
They don't want to get the entire thing.
Huh?
They want to get different, then they become patches.
Well, in that case, have them do like the...
Bombay.
No, that they can do on the bottom floor, let them do a little bit of that maybe or something. Or they
so
can do
alter, they
can do
an
altar, or they can do... That back portion, obviously,
see,
part
what they're expecting, they want us to buy the marble from us, and then they'll give donation. They don't give
okay,
the
okay,
donation. And then you get a discount. Or they can get half discount. So long, then you'll say that we are shouting away this. Because I saw
people.
They
can't
make
people. Right, thank you.
They use granite in Malaysia temple and they also use it in Auckland. I think they got it in India. Granite. That's not bad. It's kind of a little brown. But it's all
you can
find
it.
Will they install it also? They'll floor it, they'll lay it also? No, that's different. Separate.
Some big companies, they have their own agency.
Who's the biggest grammar?
Jim Dem.
Jim. Is he a
Latin American? He's not a man.
Who is it? A million?
He's a company in Chittier.
Huh? Chittier? What about Prasad Brown?
We have century floor marbles for member. He's a member.
Yeah.
Once we approach, he gave all broken pieces.
Well,
then he said we can use for the path, garden path.
That's it, yeah. You can use that. Oh, what will be the requirement of granite?
8,500 square feet.
8,500.
Marble. No, marble. We are trying to put marble first. If we don't get marble, then granite.
Some parts you want to put granite?
Yeah, in the side. At 10 feet.
I think they are clear about the requirement. Not
is there in the email I am attached?
No,
nothing. Is there? You have written.
Mail itself was not there.
It is not there. I sent all devotees. I created one devotees on this group.
Yes,
I gave print out. Only thing different manufacturers, if they give, they give different colors. It looks very awkward. We have to at least have the middle of the temple the
for
same
what?
Color.
Marble?
No, granite or whatever.
Granite.
Same.
No, if they give one color, now they give a different color, then you make patterns out of it.
we have to work in that.
Windows, what color you want? Krishna was asking that.
That depends upon marble or the next. Depending on that, window color will change.
No, you decide upon what the paint you want for the wall. Depending on that, we can decide window.
Coated.
Whatever you have decided. I don't know what you have decided. Whether it's powder coated or whatever.
No, no. Three were the most recommended.
Three. No.
Why is he waving? Tripoli, why you can't make him put him down?
No, I'm not saying
Ajita Prabhu.
Why? No, Prabhu, I think he has come to my house. No, because he was from myself.
Oh.
That's why he's taking my name. Actually, if you listen, tomorrow he will say your name.
He will say no, because I don't
know. I have to say something like that.
I joke with him once. I should share the thing with Amarendra, and because they did the last work, they should pay them. They have to go and make and spend the time there. Money, no? You helped him, he was tagging. Well, night used to be there, remember, 50 cents per hour.
Then I gave
the
same one. Yes, ah, 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 ah. The word is so powerful. He has a problem with young guys, a childhood problem, he told me.
I remember those times.
But he talks to Archie as a devotee. Right from my childhood, I'm a devotee. Krishna came to me. I'm simple.
I think you are
So you didn't come for the meeting. No, you didn't come for the meeting. You are not in the meeting. You are not in the meeting. You are not in the meeting. Even I started searching for school also, no? My wife was in the school. Then he told, this school is useful. Then he told my wife, this school is useful. They asked me so many questions. The interview, he said, this school or not, I don't. Because every time he has a thing. Everybody, right? And he had to pay the fees. We have so many lawyers. Parasrani is a lawyer, big lawyer.
So next time you make a chief
guest
instead of this service chief guest.
Then you demand.
Don't this time.
One crore people did this.
The moment he saw somebody new, he
Prabhu.
You know,
somehow Bhagita Prabhu. Manage me. Manage me.
How did you pay on that?
English.
Sridesham Prabhu. Sridesham Prabhu.
And our bureau is very new for all these legal matters.
Your photo too much, it becomes too much of pouring on it, right? My body is going to change. No, I am. He is black already.
But
what happened to him? Nothing happened to him. You tell him, when you happen
to the OD, I'll take it. So, one request, your commissioner has stated that he also doesn't
need it. Who? Right?
You also don't pick up
after
the time of
phone. I am picking up.
But he also doesn't pick up.
Or you, I don't pick up.
He will call up and speak to somebody else. You
also don't pick up.
So I am calling
the
officer.
So if he is
standing around 5 minutes
and
asking something,
he
is not bothered.
Today we saw Nikla, the wife should also assist him. I always say if I am not
there, cross standing. In our case, it is
reversed. See, all the, everybody, all the rest of the material is different. Very useful. Yes, sir. Prabhu, the
Maharaj
is not a super male. Point, essential point.
I'll be asking again.
Mark something again. How can we classify Brahmana Vaishnava by Kshatriya Vaishnava? Impossible.
But Prabhu, one person really appreciates
Sankara
Prabhu. Every time
we talk
about Prabhu,
இவன் என்ன சொல்லு இவ்வளவு வருஷம் நான் பண்ணுவேன் No, not Prabhupada. We are going to follow what Prabhupada is. Prabhupada never had all the Janaki, two Janaki. DBC?
But all RBI members are saying we are the running member.
Thank you.
Abhiji, 10 o'clock, we are going to have this construction meeting. We will have it in temple room. Who is it?
No, you there.
No, they want to show all presentation in temple room. We will have it in temple room.
10 o'clock.
Who's doing this? They're going to market from there. They will get
but today, Gonamaji won't come.
No. Market, you told me they're going for flowers. Going with the market.
Going better, but how
they must be there. How they come? They're going by vehicle now. And Rajmoga, who's been Rajmoga? Another Kishar one who's gone. No,
Anand Kishar not in Rajmoga.
Not the Govinda.
No. Offering.
We can ask that Sudhatma. Sudhatma. No, Rahul is coming tomorrow. Today not going. Only 14. 14? Yeah. When is going? 14
days. That's the
day. Day tomorrow. Thank you, sir. But Rahul is coming back. But Rahul. Okay. So this boy will do the other.
So you see, because what happened.
We can take some shooting, no? Tell Kumte Kumar. Shooting is available.
Of course.
Small thing. Why to go up?
Because what happened, they will be cooking a lot of things.
Yeah.
What happened is not possible. Yesterday, you know, they cooked also a lot of yesterday. I had to spend it. I cleaned myself because so many, I cannot do so much, so many things, you know.
Tomorrow
is a holiday?
Tomorrow is Ambedkar Jayanti.
Oh, Tamil New Year,
Tamil New Year has already changed. They changed the January. The Brahmins are not yet here.
So it is, but it is not holiday?
Ambedkar Jayanti.
Is it holiday?
No, they don't know.
So they call it, they don't call it Tamil New Year anymore?
No, they call Ambedkar Jayanti. What will they make from you?
Oh, she's not coming today. No, she won't come. Office is closed,
huh?
Kumar can
take Kumar knows. We can take an afternoon being like. Tomorrow and by after.
Yeah, afternoon. Showing in the door. You know what I'm saying? Or you go to
Kodiyoga.
No, it's Tirupanmiyur. You know behind Shiva temple?
Okay.
You know behind Shiva temple?
பிரபு இதுல வந்து இது வேணும் பிரபு, அந்த ஏஜிடி பேமோ டாட் நெட்ல ஒரு மெயில் அனுப்பிச்சிருக்காங்க, டவுன்லோட் பண்ணி தரணும்.
உங்க மெயில் ஓபன் பண்ணி உங்க மெயில் ஓபன்
பண்ணி என் மெயில் ஓபன் பண்ணி அதுல இருந்து
டவுன்
பண்ணிக்கலாம்.
What I am saying is that the main portion is there and we are putting something. So what I suggested, Prabhu, the brochure should be there. There is a last, there is a last level. We put an insert for the entire project for them.
No, that is the secondary point. Main point was Prabhu was saying, Sumitra Bose is not able to bring all the table they would have. What is the point in having a discussion? So I will just represent all the point. I said, I don't want to
do this.
You have taken all the copies?
I gave the table, no photo of mine.
No, I'm sitting inside.
Okay.
This is the one, Prabhu.
Very good.
Then I want to put a narrow set to put it.
Oh,
I don't have to. Sherry,